Moffy for breakfast, massive weekend on the Coffs Coast and the whole world watching with the Kennards High Rally Australia. Let's talk more about that and plenty of other stuff with our state member for Coffs Harbour, Andrew Fraser, is on the line. Andrew, good morning, mate.
Good morning, Moffy, and what a fantastic weekend, mate. Broke all records. I think it reminded me of the old Southern Cross days. The first competitive stage I went to was on Friday morning. I went up to Lalana. And you had to walk in 2 or 3 Ks to get to the stage because they were in a park that far away. So, you know, it was back to the old days of rallying. Talking to somebody at the Cherry Auctions last week, could not get a bed in Coffs Harbour between Kempsey and Grafton. Just blown away. End up staying in Port Macquarie. What's going on in Coffs this weekend? Can't believe it. And then I said, mate, World Rally Championships are... Great win by Sebastian Agio for the world round, but a fantastic win for my favourite driver, Yari Mati Latvala, and for Eli Evans in the APC, the Australian Rally Championship. So, you know, for me personally, it was a fantastic week seeing those two fellas win it, and just what a, you know, just a tremendous weekend all round. Couldn't beat it.
Exactly. Mate, look, some great news yesterday afternoon about policing numbers. In fact, the biggest increase in 30 years for the New South Wales Police Force. And, I mean, our own area here on the Coffs Coast will benefit from that as well.
Absolutely. Every regional area, we will get an influx of police in the new year. 1,500 police statewide, you know, new police officers. We need them. Everyone needs them, unfortunately. We have a great force there at the moment, but... As I think all jobs, and especially if you've got a 24-hour station like Coffs Harbour had, those fellas are, and ladies are stressed. It's a busy command, a very busy command, the Coffs Clarence Command. And to get those extra numbers in the new year is going to be absolutely fantastic. Police Association is fully supported, obviously. Unfortunately, car thefts, etc., domestic violence... does increase and is on the increase. To have those extra officers there looking after your safety, my safety and everyone else's safety is a godsend.
Exactly right. And, of course, coming into the summer months and holiday season as well, it's just a reminder for people to make sure they do secure their properties and their items and stuff like that as well.
There's a lot of people leave their cars parked at the beach and will leave their camera and mobile phone in the car in plain sight. They come back, broken window, gear gone. So, for God's sake, if you're at the beach, take your valuables with you.
Exactly. Now, on Monday before you you headed down to Sydney, the Tresillian Centre opened its doors here in Coffs Harbour.
The government's provided about $2 million that was led by the National Party because regional New South Wales need the services provided by Tresillian. Not only do they have a permanent home in Albany Street, 69 Albany Street, but... they also have a mobile service that now will be able to go out to isolated areas. Now, an isolated area can be Cranbourne, can be Woolgoolga, can be Tallulah if you haven't got a car. And the service they provide is for young mums and dads, young families with new babies that are having problems. Years ago, when my children were born, you know, you went down to the community nurse. You don't have that anymore. Don't have the baby health centre on the corner where the services club now stands. So this fantastic organisation, which is celebrating 100 years, actually assists people with young children. If they've got problems, they don't know what to do with them. If they have an issue that they're unsure about, they can pop in, see them, get the right advice, and actually have an opportunity to have take a bit of stress out of the family. There's a lot of postnatal depression you're seeing around these days, and it's... a lot of times it's caused because the baby's crying too much or whatever. And these people are experts. It's supported by the local area health service. They're put money in. But I can tell you now, it's a National Party initiative, and that service is going into regional communities such as ours. They've got one in Kempsey, they've got one in Coffs. It is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, brilliant stuff, brilliant stuff. Mate, just before we go, I walked past there yesterday in Park Avenue, the new office for the display for the Coffs Harbour Bypass. It opened on Monday and opens Monday to Thursdays from 10 till 4. A good opportunity for people to be able to go in there, and it's something that you spoke about is having an office that people can go to check out the design and they can ask questions as well.
Well, there's been a lot of misinformation out amongst the community in relation to the bypass. People have been, you know, asking me, I'm not an engineer. The opportunity is to go down there. RMS have opened an office in Park Avenue, two doors up from my office, which is just up from the Woolworths car park. Heading east, the engineers and the people are going to answer your questions will be there. You have concerns, even if you're looking for the RMS to buy some of your property or all of your property, or if you want to know how the noise could, if there is going to be any noise affect you, pop in there, talk to the experts, talk to the people that know. Don't listen to the rumours. Go and get your answers, because those people do have the answers for you. I mean, one of the misnomers that's out there is that the design that's been displayed thus far is the final design. This is all part of the EIS process. This is the environmental impact statement. And the environment includes the people who are going to be affected by the bypass, one way or another. So at the end of the day, this process is there to make sure the job is done properly, is going to resolve issues that people raise. So, you know, pop in there. If you have an issue, pop in there, talk to the people who are there, fill out the forms. Let them know what the problem is and you get your answers.
Exactly right, exactly. And like I said, Monday to Thursdays, 10 till 4, 11A Park Avenue, which is only, what, two or three doors down from your own office there. So
that's great, on the eastern side.
Excellent stuff. Andrew, have a great day, mate, and a great week, and we'll chat next week.
Well, Lou Moffey, you enjoy the day. Unfortunately, I'm going to rally this weekend, but... we'll have to find something else to do, like mow the lawns and keep the garden.
All the things you probably should have done last weekend but didn't.
Sadly neglected last weekend, but this weekend I guess I'll be under starter's orders.
Good idea, Andrew.
It won't be a rally official.